This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, quick. What is the most disliked part of your job? Is it the long hours? Ungrateful bosses, perhaps? Sheer drudgery, maybe? How about that very special time of year known as annual performance reviews? That's the winner right there, right? But get this. As much as you, we don't like them, it turns out some human resource experts and professionals aren't so crazy about them either. Marketplace's Annie Baxter looks at a movement to ditch the dreaded review.
Rob Polakowski has endured dozens of year-end performance reviews.
One of his worst experiences came about when he was working as an IT manager. Polakowski says his employer had given him glowing reviews for nearly a decade. Then the company got bought out by another firm.
Somebody came in and they said, you're really not living up to the company's expectations. And I said, wait a minute, that's news to me. I've got 10 years of stellar recommendations and evaluations behind me. Everybody says I've done a great job. And they said, no, I'm sorry, you haven't. By the way, you need to leave. How long will it take you to get your stuff?
The Society for Human Resource Management says about 90% of companies do performance appraisals at some point in the year. But only a small share of HR types give their appraisal process high marks. Management expert Sam Culber at the University of California, Los Angeles is also critical.
The metrics are baloney. One manager's team player is another manager's conflict avoider. There's no consistency.
Culbert's the author of the book, Get Rid of the Performance Review, How Companies Can Stop Intimidating, Start Managing, and Focus on the Results That Really Matter. Culbert says the annual review took off in the post-war era as companies tried out new management techniques. And then he says in the 80s, a chief executive at General Electric, Jack Welch, popularized a way of ranking workers as a part of performance management.
So you could give 20% excellent, and then you had to give 10% either improve or get fired. And the rest of the 70% were some form of average.
Experts say the performance review can turn adversarial when talk of rankings and raises gets mixed into a conversation about an employee's growth and development. And if the conversation only happens once a year, that creates all the more pressure. A few big companies like Microsoft and Kelly Services have acknowledged flaws in the traditional appraisal process and have retooled big chunks of it. Ditto for software giant Adobe.
For too long, we've appeared as the police people, if you will, the regulators of processes that weren't necessarily valued by the intended audiences, whether it be by managers and or employees.
Donna Morris is Senior Vice President of People and Places at Adobe, which has 12,000 employees worldwide. A few years ago, Adobe spiked the traditional annual review. Managers and workers now do regular verbal check-ins every couple months. There's no paperwork. Employees get clarity on their goals and can ask for support in getting their jobs done.
People just really want to have an ongoing dialogue. They want to know that there's no surprise in terms of how they're performing, how they can make a difference in the organization.
But Adobe's system may not put to rest the fear of getting fired that many workers associate with performance conversations. While Adobe is retaining more of its top workers under its new approach, it's also letting go of the weaker employees at a faster rate. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.